Monday Night Talk on Twitter. Start at 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And don't forget to add hashtag Monday Night Talk to your tweets. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. It was a pretty cool segment with the governor. It's pretty unique to be able to have the governor on every so often to chat up things about what's going on around the Commonwealth, some of the top issues like the opioid overdose issue. Talk with him about the working group. Definitely cool, and we'll look forward to having him on. Maybe we'll have him on sometime after they finally pass his budget, once the conference committee puts it together. And he does what he does, whether he signs on the bottom line or he needs to veto this or move that. We'll find out coming up in the next couple of weeks. We also, next week, we're supposed to be speaking with Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. That is scheduled, as I've been going back and forth with his folks to make this happen. So looking forward to that and the conversation. I am curious to speak with Marty Walsh about the possibility of the 2024 Olympics and whether or not, you know, he thinks this is something that will come to fruition. Does he like the idea? How much input has he had? How much faith does he have in version 2.0? We know that's something we are waiting for at this time, is just for folks to take a look at it, as we were talking with the governor about, you know, version 2.0, get his thought on it. I think he's probably still looking at it and assessing it and trying to get an idea as to, you know, is this something that's going to be feasible? Again, we are waiting for a call from Shauna O'Connell. She is a state rep down in the Taunton area. And the conversation that we're going to look to have with her when she does finally call is about a little bit of a new group that has formed that is going to, make sure that if this does go forward, if the 2024 Olympics do go forward, that there are no taxpayer dollars that will be part of this $4 billion plan. That's the investment that they are talking about at this time. That's what part of version 2.0 is to be able to have the Olympics and where they're going to be hosting it. That ought to be interesting, but the conversation that we're going to look to have with the state rep, if she does join us, is how the Yes on One, that's the tank to gas tax folks, are actually joining up with Evan Falchuk. And Evan Falchuk, of course, is the gentleman who ran for governor, as he ran under a different party. The independent, pulling up here, just give me a second. So I'm pulling up information to kind of just stretch out the segment here. That is the independent, give me one second here. United Independent Party. That's the party that Evan Falchuk is part of. And of course, they are on a mission to make sure that money is not, taxpayer dollars are not used. This doesn't turn into another big dig. That's the fear. And so Evan Falchuk's group has joined up with the Tank the Gas Tax folks. And joining us on the phone line, as I saw pictures of her and Representative Dio and other lawmakers shaking hands with Evan Falchuk at the State House last week, brokering this new bid to put something on the ballot in November 2016, We have State Rep. Shauna O'Connell joining us. Representative, how are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So another day at the State House. How is everything going?
Well, I'm trying to keep it under control, Kevin. You know, it's not easy. Good thing I have Jeff Deal up there helping me.
Well, the 1-2 punch, huh?
Yeah.
Talk to us. You know, I don't know if you had a chance to digest the plan that was put out by the Boston 2024 folks, the version 2.0. This is their plan for $4 billion. What's your initial thought as to this attempt to bring the summer games here?
Well, you know, listen, if we start at the beginning, you know, we never even saw the full text of version 1.0.
Ooh.
And, you know, these are people that have been reinventing themselves since they started. And so I think we really need to pay attention to the details. You know, first it was kind of, let's see what we can throw out there and give as little information as possible and see how much we can get done.
Mm.
And when we pushed back and said, oh, no, we're not going to accept that, then they had to start divulging a little more details. But we have had to pull every piece of information out of them that we've gotten so far.
Mm.
So I think we kind of need to take everything with a grain of salt. I'm glad that more information is coming out. More information is always good. We have to go through it and see exactly what it says. Does it give us the details we need to know that taxpayers are protected?
Well,
and even if it does give better details, I feel that we have still got to go ahead with the ballot question to ensure that taxpayer money is not used to bail out any overruns.
What led to the Polly Award-winning Yes on One group, the Tank the Gas Tax group, to join forces with a guy like Evan Falchuk and his United Independent Party?
You know, Kevin, when it comes to protecting the taxpayers, we'll work with anybody. Anybody who wants to protect the taxpayers is a friend. And Evan Falchuk has been on top of this issue as well. And so we're working with them. And we're bringing a lot to the table here, you know, with everybody knows our record on getting signatures and getting a ballot question passed, even being heavily outspent.
Mm.
And that's what we're going to do again, you know, this time.
Do you see him as an ally? Because he was able to kind of do, he did something, I wouldn't say similar, but he said something in the same vein where, you know, the Yes on One was successful in defeating the indexing of the gas tax. He was able to gain the 3.3% that he needed to be able to establish his political party. Is that what kind of makes for the strange bedfellow?
Well, you know, like I said, he's a hard worker. He's got his own aspirations, wants to go in his own direction. But the thing that really brings us together is wanting to protect the people of Massachusetts. We see a lot of politically connected people benefiting already from trying to bring the Olympics here. And we want to make sure that the people of Massachusetts are the ones who benefit. And so we've got to be the watchdogs. And the more watchdogs, the better. We know that the history of the Olympics has been 100% cost overruns. And those cost overruns average 179%. So if that's true in our case, that would be, you know, like $15 billion we're talking. So we've got to make sure, you know, we've got to look at the devil in the details.
Okay. I can do a little vetting myself here. There is a rumor that a majority of the folks that you're working with are winter games folks. Is this true?
You know, I haven't heard that. I don't know.
I just thought I would throw that in there. I would think that the group isn't opposed to having the Summer Olympics here. It's just a matter of it being on the taxpayer dime. Is that correct?
Right. You know, I think everyone probably has their own opinion, so I'm not going to speak for everyone in the group,
mm-hmm.
but it is not the goal of the group to stop the Olympics. I mean, you know, I think in its own way, it's kind of exciting to think about having the Olympics here. But when people think about projects in Massachusetts, they unfortunately always first think, you know, corruption and things like that.
Yep.
So we want to make sure that that doesn't happen in this case.
Well, when you're using the word billion, we saw what happened with the Central Ottery Project. We saw this thing, what was it initially tabbed at? It was a small number, wasn't it? Wasn't it like $4 or $5 billion, and this thing is ballooned to about $20 billion that we're still going to be paying for a long time? Yeah.
Yeah, right. And we don't want to see something like that happen. And that has happened to virtually every other country or state that has hosted the Olympics. And, you know, we have to just pay attention to what people say first as well. You know, there was a presentation to the Boston City Council just last week, and it was supposed to be on the financial status of, you know, Boston 2024. Well, they didn't even bring financial data and wouldn't answer any of the questions about the financial data that were asked. So why isn't that happening? So we really have to pay attention to what people are saying and doing.
So what does is there a new name for the group? Have you've come up with a new name in regards to pushing forth with the ballot initiative?
Yes, yeah, so we already have a Facebook page that we would love people to visit and like.
Okay.
And it's called TankTaxesForOlympics.com. And then soon we will have a website as well. That's not quite finished yet.
And will it be, I mean, you've learned, you know, your group has learned a great lesson and a successful lesson at how to be able to have such a successful grassroots organization when it comes to the David versus Goliath, when it's something like a gas initiative that's, you know, it's automatically, you know, the indexing of the gas tax is automatic and you never have to vote on it. Are you looking forward to getting out there? Like, I know you were one of the ones in the trenches along with Jeff Deal getting the signatures. Are you looking forward to that?
You know, I am. The grassroots is what I love. And to me, it's all about putting the power in the hands of the people. And that's what we will be doing. You know, you can bet that we will be outspent on this question, but we will never be outworked, and we will get it done. And, you know, that actually brings up another issue. And a while back, Boston 2024 was talking about they wanted to do a ballot question to get the input of, you know, the people of Massachusetts on whether or not they actually want the Olympics here. And we haven't heard any talk about that at all in a very long time. Mm. We haven't seen any movement on that, nothing filed with, you know, the Office of Political Finance, Campaign Finance, nothing going on with the Attorney General's office. So, you know, I'm wondering if, you know, the question becomes, was that all lip service, or are they really going to do it? Because I think that the people of Massachusetts should have a say in this, especially where it's going to now be spread out all over the state.
Mm. Well, I want to ask you, is this seems like this is going to be something that will keep you busy for the foreseeable future. Is there anything else that you're also working on in usually, you know, that you're working parallel with this initiative?
Well, you know what? I'm always working on something, right? So I'm actually working on a small business bill of rights to get that passed to help small business owners. I've been working for a while on MBTA stuff to, you know, bring more transparency there. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people saw the story in the Boston Globe today and yesterday.
The pension fund?
Yes, regarding the pension fund. I have been calling for them to comply with the open meeting laws for a couple of years now. I've filed legislation on it. I've brought it to the floor for a vote, as well as to allow the state auditor to do an audit on the MBTA pension fund. And so now you see a lot of people, now that there's again a scandal coming out, jumping on board saying, oh yes, we need transparency, we need an audit. Well, you know what? They've had every opportunity to vote to have that done, and they haven't done it.
Right.
So we don't have any saviors yet, I'll tell you that.
Right.
You know, when people already had this opportunity, when they were in a position of, you know, influence and power to do something about it and never did anything about it. So yeah, that's something I continue to work on as well, because that pension fund has got to come clean.
What are some of the discrepancies and some of the issues that maybe we don't see, but you're at least trying to shed a little light on for the taxpayers here in the Commonwealth?
Are you talking as far as the pension fund?
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, I mean, just. It, for example, we know that the pension fund lost $25 million a few years ago and was able to hide that loss for a couple of years. And the reason they were able to hide that loss is because they do not do all the financial disclosures that every other pension fund in the state does.
Mm.
And, you know, no one requires them to do that. All we have to do is pass a law that says they have to do it, and they will have to comply with it. But nobody seems to be willing to do that at this point. Right now, they don't have to comply because it's not in the statute. We're the legislature. We pass laws. Let's pass one to make them comply with it. And the auditor doesn't do an audit on them because she's not allowed to. Well, let's allow her to do an audit on them.
And see what comes to light.
Exactly.
See what we can vet.
I hope we don't find anything bad, but we've got to find out because taxpayers are on the hook for 3/4 of any loss that the MBTA pension fund has.
Right. I mean,
and that is in statute. Yeah.
And this is just another chapter as to what we witnessed this past winter with the problems with the service. You know, learning that, you know, here we are thinking that they didn't have any money in order to do upgrades, but yet they've had money and they haven't spent it.
I mean, they had what, $2 billion sitting there that was available to them, and they didn't even use it. They had no plan, no maintenance plan, you know, going forward, no infrastructure plan. It was, you know, it's been really poor mismanagement for so long, and you know, I think Charlie Baker's been pretty bold in coming out with a plan. But regarding the pension issue, I mean, this is something that the people who are getting a pension or who are going to get a future pension should want us to do.
Right.
They should want to know what's in there.
Get to the bottom of it.
This is not an attack on them. This benefits them, and I'm not sure that everyone sees that yet, but they should really, you know, understand that it will completely benefit them to find out if there's anything wrong with their pension system, which it sounds like there might be.
Well, as you know, when there is something, when there is corruption, there's usually a few voices that are leading the flock. And, you know, people in the flock will go with that person because they've trusted that person for so long and not realize that, you know, at some point in time, something went down the wrong road. You know?
Right, you know, they're getting some misinformation from, you know, the people who are running these funds. If they are solvent like they say they are, then they should have no problem with disclosing all this information. But they operate in secrecy, and it's really a disgrace that they are allowed to do that and not even divulge the appropriate paperwork and financial information that every other pension fund has to.
Well, keep up the good fight and soldiering on with causes like this and trying to vet and get to the bottom of issues regarding taxpayer dollars and like this with the pension fund for the MBTA. And definitely we'll have to have you on in a couple of weeks just to kind of get an update as to where things stand, whether it's for this or for the tank taxes for Olympics. Again, for folks who want to know more, is it the website or a Facebook page?
The Facebook page right now is Tank Taxes for Olympics is the Facebook page. We'll have a website up soon enough, but they can go there for now. And yeah, you know, I look forward to being on again, and I would definitely like to talk more about my Small Business Bill of Rights as well, because that is really important for getting our economy going, allowing people to be self-employed, making it easier to do business in Massachusetts. One of the big issues there is working on the independent contractor law, which I've been doing for several years now as well, and I'm hoping that we really get some movement on that this year.
And if folks want to find out more about what you're working on, I'm sure you have a website.
Yes, my website is ShaunaO'Connell.com, and I'm also on Facebook as well, so I'd love anybody to friend me and keep in touch.
Representative, as always, it's a pleasure, and thank you so much for all your work on behalf of the taxpayers.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. You take care.
You got it. There she is, State Representative Shauna O'Connell, joining us right here on Monday Night Talk. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.